And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, indeed we are. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and it's all about radio on the go. Various different ways, devices, platforms you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is this. Look, you can get in your car, tune into Sirius, and there we are. And that's a beautiful thing. But if you are on the go, if you're heading, you know, you're sitting in your office, you're walking to the park, you're heading to the beach, because there's still decent weather around, well, you know, you can tune us right in. You can use iHeart, you can use Stitcher, you can use all of the devices, all of the platforms to get this program. And it is modified to suit you, which is how it's supposed to be. It's a different world these days. Everybody works different hours. Everybody has different schedules. Everybody has a particular need or want that they want to hear on the radio. And if you want to grab one of our interviews, that's a beautiful thing. If you want to hear me live, that's a beautiful thing too. If you can't, and you're looking to hear it a little bit later in the day, that's a beautiful thing, too. There is nothing wrong with that. So literally, you can get all of it just on your little device. So if you have an iPhone or the new iPhone, $1,000. Here's the alternative with that, by the way. You can spend $1,000 on a new iPhone. What do you roll with? Because if the stock performs, then you can basically get a phone for free somewhere down the line. Think about it. Android, you know the drill. Tablets, laptops, the whole nine yards. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls, look, they put it on the line for us each and every day. And for those who take it for granted, and there are many that do, go up to one of these kids, thank them for their service, and be on your way. Because they're putting it on the line when you're sitting on your behind. All right? Step out. We'll set the table right after this. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
At the Home Depot, we're pouring more into paint. And right now, we're giving more to pros. For 1 week only, all Pro Extra members receive up to 30% off paint, stains, and primers from top brands like Behr and Kilz. Savings like that, you can take to the bank. Literally. Unbelievable quality. Unbeatable prices. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid September 11th through 17th. Must enter Pro Extra phone number at checkout for discount. See store for details.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's all you had to say.
Very true, very true. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And, it's going to be a football Thursday, both college and professional, but one baseball note, and that is at two of them, actually. The anti-racism banner removed. The Green Monster. And they took them out of the stadium. It was unfurled and left there for one batter. And the sign said, racism is as American as baseball. Right to protest, and that's all good, but also a right to be removed. Banners are accepted at Major League Baseball, but it's also a non-controversial banner that could be hung. Nothing really, anything else. And they don't allow you to go after a player. They don't allow you to go after a particular town or anything along those lines if they see that unfurled. And they will remove it, and they will remove you, and they remove this, and they remove them. Again, right to do it, but also a right to be removed. And it's, social protest has gone into overdrive with sports. It's turning off a lot of people. I personally think you want to stand on the sidelines and kneel or be on the sidelines and kneel. That would be a contradiction in terms. not put your hand over your heart for the national anthem, whatever the circumstances are. That's fine. That's your right. I don't agree with it, but it's your right to do it. There is a certain segment of society that is looking to just disrupt, whether their motives are pure, impure, or otherwise. They just want to be noticed, and these three people were noticed, and that's fine. We saw the banners there, or banner there. The players were not happy it was there. Of course, the reporters went running to the African-American players right away, and that's in itself is racist. But, hey, it's a discussion for a different day. Mookie Betts said there was no place for that. That's for another day, though. John Farrell said he saw it draped over the monster, dugout expressing their opinion. Looked like it was withdrawn pretty quick. Antifa took credit for the incident. However, the person who was ejected said that they had nothing to do with Antifa. And the statement from the people who were involved in the incident said, "We want to remind everybody that just as baseball is fundamental to American culture and history, so too is racism. White people need to wake up to this reality before white supremacy can truly be dismantled. We urge anyone interested in learning more or taking action to contact their local racial justice organization." Okay. They made their statement, then it's fine. Hopefully it doesn't happen again, because it's not the place for it. They got their point out there. They didn't leave an 800 number, and they didn't leave a website. So I guess you're just supposed to contact, I think it's in the phone book under local racial justice organization. I think that's how you have to find it. It's an 800 number. Could be a 900 number. It's not the first time this season that there's been some level of connection of racism to Fenway Park, or a statement about racism. Adam Jones said got the N word dropped on him at Fenway earlier in the year. The Red Sox apologized. The next time the Orioles came to town, he got a standing ovation from the fans at Fenway. So, yeah, you know, hopefully if it did happen, that it was corrected and steps were being taken. And look, you know, nobody is going to deny that there is racism in this country. You know, but everybody seems to think novelty. Well, you might want to revisit that. You know, try being an Algerian person in France. Try being in China and not being Chinese. Try being in Italy and see how they treat people who come in from the African continent. It's you know, racism is there. There's no question about it. But to think that it is uniquely American is incredibly ignorant. Period. We try our best here in this country to deal with it. It gets called out. White supremacy movement in this country. Yeah, there's isolated fringe groups that try to make their point, but people with brains are turned off by them. And I don't know who these people are affiliated with or if they're affiliated with anybody or whatever the circumstances are, but there's a time and there's a place, and this wasn't the time and this wasn't the place. They did it anyway. Well, okay. Bye. Bye. Go home to mommy's basement, have some Chinese food, and enjoy your day. Enjoy the rest of the game on the television. However, the real story, well, two of them actually, Dodgers finally won a baseball game. And then they won another one. Woohoo! Kershaw took care of it yesterday. Day before yesterday, excuse me. And Yu Darvish took care of it yesterday. Dodgers are hot again. They won two in a row. I don't know what the hell's going on out there. I honestly don't. They stopped pitching and stopped hitting. What that means going forward, I have no idea. The flavor of the month right now is Cleveland, which it needs to be. But the Dodgers have kind of righted the ship, at least for two games in a row. Wasn't like Arizona was going to catch him. It's still a double-digit lead with 2 weeks left in the season. And they're probably going to get to 100 wins. But it was getting a little ugly. And Arizona's still playing really good baseball. However, the team that's playing the best baseball would be our Cleveland Indians. Yes, our Cleveland Indians. They have blown the division wide open. They set an American League record by winning 21 consecutive games. freaking amazing. Magic number is 4. Needless to say, they're going to do that. Blew wide open what was a, you know, relatively tight race with them and the Twins. Lesser degree, the Royals. Twins have played terrific baseball all year, and they just got their ship blown out of the water. Cleveland now 3 games up on Houston for the best record in the league, and Houston was playing magnificent baseball, 600 baseball. Cleveland just threw it into a different gear and said, see ya. And with all that being said, they still are 4 wins less than our aforementioned beloved L.A. Dodgers. It's tapping the brakes. When we come back, we'll wrap up the baseball, dive into some football right here in the Attack. I'm Black, you're not. Don't go anywhere.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
We're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hey, that's really good, man. Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's a fountain of conversation, man. That's a geyser. I mean, whoa, daddy, stand back, man.
True. Hey, yay, yay. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto Allen Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, you know the drill. It is exactly what it is. And we have a lot of fun here in the attack, but, you know, serious in the first segment. Baseball being what it is, again, we're getting closer and closer to the playoffs. Storylines are interesting just because of the fact that what was hot a few weeks ago and what was almost a given a couple of weeks ago is not so much. And, you know, I'm looking at these teams, and I still love Houston. I still love the Dodgers. But, you know, anybody who's not paying attention to what's going on with Cleveland is a fool. And when you look at the overall standings, you know, very quietly the Red Sox are playing good ball. Very quietly the Cubs are kind of plodding along. But they are the defending champions. And, you know, look, it's there's plenty of baseball left to be played. You know, I keep saying that. But honestly, there is. Red Sox still have a 3-game lead over the Yankees, but they've far from locked up the division. Cleveland's there. Houston's there. Washington's already clinched. Miami's fallen off the face of the earth, and it's a shame because Giancarlo Stanton was getting it done. But they're 1-9 in their last 10. When he heated up, they didn't. I mean, pretty sad, to be perfectly honest about it. Guy's sitting there with 54 home runs and 113 RBIs, and nobody's picking him up. More on the pitching than the hitting. But, man, if they had any level of pitching on this team, they'd be contending for the playoffs. They can't get it done in the bullpen. Their closers stink. There's no depth. They're going to have to, excuse me, with the new management coming in, one of the things they're going to have to do after they address the managerial situation is get some depth on that team involving pitching because they can hit. Yelich, Stanton, Ozuna, D. Gordon, these guys can rake. But they can't pitch. You know, the hitting is enough. They're fourth in the National League in average. They're ninth in the National League in runs. They're ninth in the National League in home runs. And that's with Stanton. But they're 11th in ERA. And guess what? When you're 11th in ERA, you're a fringe team basically on the outside looking in. And that's what happened to them this year. Now, if you take it back, Washington has just been there the entire year. Good, solid baseball. Outside shot at winning 100. They're at 145 games, so, you know, they could. More important for them is getting back Bryce Harper. Everybody else on the team is getting it done. They've got deep pitching. Maybe this is the year because they're getting overlooked to a certain degree because of what's gone on with the Dodgers and how they've played. And, of course, the Cubs are the defending world champions. So they're kind of an afterthought. You know, but you look at that lineup and you look at guys like Daniel Murphy and Zimmerman and Matt Wieters behind the plate and the kid when he comes back. By the way, could the so-called experts have been more wrong about Daniel Murphy? The guy is a hitting machine. But right now what they're doing with him, because year-end stats really don't matter all that much, is he's had a stiff neck, and they're kind of dealing with it accordingly. They're going to keep him. They'll get him in a game or two going down the stretch. But honestly, you know, they're going to nurse him right up till the playoffs and then hope that his bat is hot enough. Harper is batting off a tee. He's running. You know, again, they'll get him back in the lineup here in the next couple of days, maybe a week. You know, you got to realize this guy's been out since mid-August. That's a long period of time. So I've got to get him back, get him some game experience, let him get his eye back. You know, it's funny. You talk about, and you know, he had the MVP year 2 years ago. And last year, although he hit for power, he didn't do much else. And last year, in the 147 games that he played, he had 506 at-bats, 84 runs, 123 hits, 24 home runs, 86 RBIs. This year, in 41 less games and 100 less at-bats, he's got 92 runs as opposed to 84, 131 hits as opposed to 123, 29 home runs as opposed to 24, and 87 RBIs as opposed to 86. What a difference a year makes. And under Dusty's steady hand, and that's what it is, it's a steady hand. This kid gets it done. He's growing up as a human being. He's 24 years old. 24. Yeah. That's how good this kid is. So, I mean, you know what the storylines are in baseball. Once we get to the playoffs, it's going to be intriguing. Everything's quiet down in Astro Land right now. But the reality is you know, here's the team that was playing the best baseball for two-thirds of the season. I don't want to say they've completely taken their foot off the accelerator, but they have. They're just trying to get everybody healthy. They made the waiver move for Verlander. And I'll tell you what, come playoff time, you are going to see some studs going up against each other on the mound. When these series get to fruition, you know, you look at the pitching rotation of the Houston Astros with Dallas Keuchel, Justin Verlander, Lance McCullers, Colin McHugh. Trouble sorting out who's going to be active for the playoffs. Correa's back. He's struggling a little bit. But he'll find his eye. You know, they played the doubleheader on Saturday. He went 1-for-8. You know, they're gonna try to work it through. You got to be patient. He's got to get his time. For him. His last seven games, you know, it ain't pretty. What is he since he's come back? 6-for 10, 14, 18, 21. Yeah, all right. Almost 30 at bats. He's got, you know, 4, 5, 6 hits. No home runs. No. And I'm sure it hurts. You know, a thumb injury when they're jamming you on the inside. Yeah, okay. Ow. You know, but they're in the process of fine-tuning. Same as all these teams are. But, you know, we're getting there. We're awfully close. Awfully close. A couple of slots yet to be decided, but boy, playoffs in baseball this year are going to be a hell of a lot of fun. Let's tap in the breaks. We take it to the collegiate gridiron right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. You are not. Don't go anywhere.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This can't be happening, man. This isn't happening.
Yeah. Well, it is. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senor Roboto out on the West Coast. And the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number. Of the attack, and it's fun today. We're talking some baseball. We're talking some social justice. We're talking some, college football. Some guys in a hot seat already, which is kind of interesting in itself. But, Sumlin, You've talked about that. You've seen, by the way, Bob Davey in New Mexico. And he's got some issues going on out there with a program allegedly out of control and drug tests being modified and compromised and all that kind of good stuff. So the university has an ongoing investigation. They're not talking about whether or not it involves Davey or not. You know, but this is also touchy-feely land because they said they felt awkward around Coach Davey and he had no personal relationship with the players. Okay. Now, if the drug stuff is relevant and the program's out of control, okay. You know, my coach isn't touchy-feely. Get over it, please. Stop. Seriously, stop. Chip Kelly's on the hot seat. Notre Dame looks like it can't get out of its own way, although they have a good quarterback. Gus Malzahn is on the warm seat again. They've fallen out of the top 25. No, I'm sorry, they didn't. They're 15 and 17, respectively. But they've struggled. Urban's catching a little flack. He's not on a hot seat, but he's catching a little flack. They're not, I'm telling you, they're not going to be in the playoff at the end of the season. They're not good enough. Got it? Real deal. Clemson is the real deal. OU, thus far under Lincoln Riley, looks like the real deal. And USC, although they were awkward in that first game, looks like the real deal. And the other contenders are lined up. Penn State, Washington, Michigan State, Okie State, Wisconsin. Oh, by the way, very quietly, LSU. Coach O's going to get it done there. I'm telling you that. And Georgia looks good. But there's a bunch of other pretenders, and Ohio State is one of them. I'm telling you that right here. Barrett's a darn good collegiate quarterback. He's not good enough to take these guys to the promised land. OU exposed them in a big way. They went into the big house, and they went into Columbus, and they exposed them. And it's going to be very tough, very tough for Ohio State to climb back into it. It's not an ending loss, but they can only take one more. You know, and they got manhandled. And let's not forget, they were struggling in that Indiana game, and everybody attributed it to, you know, first game, we've got on Furley offense, and it's going to take, okay, that was part of it. There's no question about it. But I didn't like the way they looked. I didn't like what I saw. I didn't like the decision-making process. They looked slow on defense. I wasn't impressed. You know, now they got a rollover game against Army, another one against UNLV. They're at Rutgers, but that's pretty much a rollover. Maryland was tougher than expected. Nebraska, I don't know what to make of Nebraska this year. They're breaking in a new quarterback after 10th-year senior Tommy Armstrong finally left. But Oregon really took it to them. That game was over early. The score is misleading. It looks like they have issues on defense. They got a little bit of time to get it right. Northern Illinois and Rutgers. You know, then they're at Illinois, and then they got the big boys coming in after that. So. Quickly. But, you know, Penn State was sitting there, and they look like the real deal, although they are playing in Columbus. And at the end of the year, they're at Michigan. And, oh, by the way, Harbaugh hasn't beat them yet. So there's going to be some inspiration going on there. Can they run the table? Absolutely they can run the table. The game on October 28th against Penn State is going to be the key. Penn State goes in, wins it, they're done. They beat Penn State might be done. Although in looking at their schedule, they're right in there in the mix. They got Michigan and Ohio State back to back. That's their whole season right there. They finish it out against Michigan State, Rutgers, and Nebraska. If they split those two games, chances are pretty good they're going to have a one-loss season, and they'll be going to the round of four. We'll see. Particularly looked, be honest about it. I didn't particularly like the way Alabama looked. You know. So we'll see. Number 22, South Florida. Goes against Illinois on Friday. Miami, Florida State has been postponed. They'll figure that out. Michigan gets Air Force at home this weekend. Wilton Spate looks like he's evolving a little bit. You know, he's not great. 28 of 54, 402 yards thus far with three Number 9, Oklahoma State goes to Pittsburgh. Yeah, Oklahoma State's a 12.5-point favorite on the road against Pittsburgh. I'm a betting man. I take that bet. And I am a betting man. But be careful. That's a trap for Okie State. And that's a tough place to play. UCLA sitting at 25 with the Rosen one. Goes to Memphis. That would have been a challenge game not too long ago, but not so much now. He should be able to get it done on the road. Wisconsin looks really, really good. They're playing BYU. But Tanner Mangum can play a little bit for BYU. And they're on the road. I mean, they're 1-2. Broncos got his work cut out for him there. Vatek, baby. They got they're gonna be one of those teams that very quietly moves up the food chain. You know, but when you look at the Coastal Conference in the ACC, who's going to take them out? Miami? Maybe. But usually when Rick teams have to get up against it, they're not there. There's nobody else in the conference that's going to be a threat to them. Not Pittsburgh. Duke could give them a hard time. But Duke knows its limitations. Now it's East Carolina, ODU, and they got the big matchup against Clemson on September 30th. They beat Clemson, they're right in the mix. Because they'll run out the rest of the season. And they'll be undefeated. Seriously. They don't play Louisville. They don't play Florida State. Get past Clemson. Get past Clemson. You got a shot at being in one of the Final Four. Fuente changed defensive coordinators. He wasn't happy with the defense. Okay. That's something to keep an eye on. But Vatek, they're for real. TCU very quietly. Gary Patterson, he knows what he's doing. Twentieth in the country, 2-0, favored by 18 points against Southern Methodist, which is about right. A matchup of the chronic underachievers, Tennessee and Florida. I don't know what the hell Florida is going to be. It's amazing. That's a coach who's on. It's can't make it up. Felipe Franks, you know, is pretty good. He's not great, but he's pretty good. Quarterback on the fly. You can't win without one. It doesn't matter if it's the National Football League or the Continental Football League. Doesn't matter. You don't have one, you can't win. And that's been their issue in Florida. If they found one, they might be in business. But they got this game against Tennessee at home. They get LSU on the 7th at home. A floundering A&M team. They get UGA in the cocktail party on the 13th. I'm sorry, on the 28th. And then they run it out to Florida State. They could still get it done. This is their season right here. And at home, they'll probably get it done. Going to be a tough game. Like I said, Auburn, 1-1, Malzahn's Toasties, hasn't translated yet for Jack. You're not Alabama. Washington State against Oregon State. Oregon State's pretty bad. OU at Tulane. Tulane at OU, excuse me. Colorado State versus Bama. And LSU on the road against Mississippi State. Watch out. That's a trap. Mississippi State 2-0. Pretty darn good. Step aside when we come back. We'll wrap up the college edition of Football Thursday here in the Attack. I'm Black, you're not.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15
$1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
We haven't one moment to lose.
True. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the coast. Running down the rest of the collegiate before we get to the pros in the next hour. Georgia's at Samford, Penn State hosting Georgia State. Like I said about the LSU-Mississippi State game, Mississippi State's pretty good. You know, a lot of stuff going on there. You know, the story with Mullen and the whole nine yards. But they're pretty good today. They really are. And their defense is really getting it done. You know, again, Mullen, another one on the hot seat. But have realistic expectations. Yeah. They're 2-0, they're pretty good. And this is Coach O's first big test. They go on the road, they win this game, they'll get some national respect. I mean, they already are at number 12, but they'll get some top 10 anticipation. Big game, of course. Clemson at Louisville. The Lamar Jackson show. Clemson has a quarterback. You know, the trick is going to be on their defense. And if they can do it, they'll be okay. If not, well, Clemson won't defend. They got two tough games. You know, they get Louisville. And then they get Vatek. So, you know, with a little BC sandwiched in between. Tough road for them. But they should be able to get it done. That's it for this hour. When we come back, more football, except NFL style. We'll have fun with it. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned for the news. I'm Black. You're in.